The latest fix for failing big city school districts is to turn responsibility over to the mayor. Now, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg wants what his colleagues in Chicago, Boston, Cleveland, and Detroit already have: control of the city school system. As Beth Fertig of member station WNYC reports, not everyone thinks it's such a good idea.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg has a favorite metaphor when describing the New York City Board of Education. With seven political appointees in charge of selecting a school's chancellor and a mayor who has only limited influence, Bloomberg almost compares the situation to the Titanic.
You cannot sit there and have the crew vote on whether you should turn left or turn right when the ship is being pushed towards the rocks. You need to have a captain in charge and go a course.
There is no doubt a new course is needed. Fewer than half of all eighth graders met the state standards for reading last year, and political feuds have resulted in a revolving door of leadership with four different chancellors in 10 years. Mayor Bloomberg's solution is to abolish the school board and take full control over choosing a chancellor. Previous mayors have also wanted the same thing, but that requires approval from the state legislature. And Assembly Democrats, who had a frosty relationship with the last Republican mayor, Rudolph Giuliani, are wary about giving any mayor total control. Steve Sanders chairs the Assembly's Education Committee. He says his colleagues support making Bloomberg more accountable, but not making him a dictator.
He essentially wants the mayor and the mayor's appointees to make all the decision without any ability for public or parental input or involvement. That is a kind of system that doesn't exist anywhere in the nation.
One city that comes close is Chicago. Paul Vallis, the former head of that big city school system and now a candidate for governor in Illinois, says mayoral control made a huge difference. He testified before the New York City Council earlier this year and talked about one of the biggest accomplishments: ending promotions for students who weren't ready for the next grade.
Sometimes the biggest problems that school districts face is the lack of action. They can't reach consensus, don't know what they want to do. Ending social promotion, let's debate it for 2 years. When we ended social promotion, it took us 30 days to decide to do it.
Chicago did make changes: ending social promotion, starting a summer school program for failing students, and straightening out a massive budget deficit. But test scores have yet to rise dramatically. Two-thirds of all students still weren't reading at grade level last year. Stanford University professor Michael Kirst is an expert on mayoral control of school districts. He says the results in Chicago show what mayors can and cannot do.
Well, the schools are cleaner and better lit and safer, and there are more summer schools in these cases, and there are better books. But so far, central control in the mayor's office is a long way away from changing how teachers teach in classrooms.
He says Mayor Thomas Menino in Boston was able to raise achievement by focusing on long-term changes like the curriculum and quality teaching. And sometimes the system just needs greater stability. One thing Kirst says is lacking in New York's Board of Education, where the mayor shares control.
This has led to bickering and arguments about who's in control, lack of coherence on the board, and lack of clear policy and personnel directions.
Mayor Bloomberg says if he is in charge, he can put more focus on student achievement. He also believes he can tighten the school system's $12 billion budget, even though many education advocates say the schools are still woefully underfunded. And polls show New Yorkers are split on whether mayoral control will make a difference here in the nation's largest school system. The Republican mayor has tried to assuage fears of a power grab. He says he wants to balance control at the top with input from parents at the bottom. He also says the city has nothing to lose.
We have some of the best schools in the country as part of the New York City public school system. We also have some of the worst. And I don't blame the Board of Ed, I don't blame the unions, I don't blame the chancellor, I don't blame the mayors we've had. I blame all of us. We are sitting here as citizens of New York City, tolerating something which is intolerable.
But the mayor is running out of time to make his case. The legislature breaks in June, and Assembly Democrats are warning that unless Bloomberg is willing to make some compromises, he could miss out on his best chance for reform. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.